But even Keats, poet, romantic, early 19th century man oblivious to the horrors of the century to come, kept quotational distance from such blissful innocence. Turns out we need to know one more thing on earth, politics, because of its capacity when benign to allow all around it to flourish, and its capacity when malign to make all around it wither. This is no abstraction. We see it in North Korea, whose deranged Stalinist politics has created a land of stunning desolation and ugliness, both spiritual and material. We saw it in China's Cultural Revolution, a sustained act of national self-immolation designed to dethrone, debase, and destroy the highest achievements of five millennia of Chinese culture. We saw it in Taliban Afghanistan, which just months before 9/11 marched its cadres into the Bamiyan Valley and with tanks, artillery, and dynamite destroyed its magnificent cliff-carved 1,700-year-old Buddhas, lest they, like kite-flying in music and all things lovely, disturb the scorched-earth purity of their nihilism. Politics is the moat, the walls beyond which lie the barbarians. Fail to keep them at bay, and everything burns.